second quarter financials are out. Looks like, another good quarter for CHS. Can you talk to us a bit about some of those results?
Sure, Don. We did. We had a strong quarter. Earnings of about $292 billion, revenues about $11.3 billion for the quarter. That's about a 9% increase. And earnings were up about $80 million over the same quarter a year ago. So it was a real strong quarter. And this quarter, we'd say the diversification of CHS really played a big role. Our energy segment had a real strong quarter with earnings of about $265 million for the quarter, led with just higher refining margins, great demands under the Senex brand, and from local cooperatives, just really, really good demands. On the ag side, we had a little weaker quarter, primarily because we suffered just a little bit of volatility on fertilizer. As you and I have talked about, Don, a year ago at this time, fertilizer was kind of on a one-way street, and that was up, and prices were just continuing to escalate. This year, we've seen just more volatility like we are used to seeing. So this is a bit more normal where we have that volatility, and this quarter showed it.
Certainly, we in our region, we got a lot of fall fertilization done. How are we shaping up as far as fertilizer going into this spring season?
Really well. Supplies are strong. We're full. We're ready for spring. Now we just I think we just got to see how spring unfolds, particularly in the area of your listeners. You know, do we get into the fields? It looks like we're certainly not going to have an early spring. That's clear. But how does it unfold from here on out? And that really determines how much fertilizer can get on, when it can get on, and the pace of it. But you're absolutely right. We saw a lot go down last fall. That was great. Great to get it in, but we're ready for this spring. Supply looks strong.
Certainly, we've talked about some of the supply challenges we've had in recent years. Are we on the backside of that right now, Jay?
You know, for the most part, in ag, or at least ag-related areas, we are. Now, I say that with the understanding that the world is an unpredictable place, particularly right now. But we feel really good. Our supply situation on all our inputs going into planting this crop is very strong, and our outlook is strong to have supply. So I would say yes, Don. But as I point out, you know, the world is just a little bit unstable in some of these respects, and we've seen that and continue to see it. But I'm feeling good.
You talked about the late spring we're dealing with in the Northern Plains and Upper Midwest. Are you seeing that concern across a wider spectrum, or how does it look across the rest of the production belt?
You know, not late. I don't think anybody would describe their spring as coming off early this year. At best, it's kind of normal, and then bordering on a bit late for some areas. I think the two things that I also point out is, you know, moisture is much better generally. And of course, the spring melt will impact a lot of those impacts. But the river situation's much better. A lot of areas that needed some moisture got it in the form of snow, and that was great to see. However, there is a few areas that just did not. You know, we look at our Kansas area, and the drought conditions continue down there. They had a dry year last year, and really have had nothing all winter to speak of. And so, you know, that's disappointing to see. But as a general statement, we've seen good moisture in the form of snow, of course, across a lot of the areas.
You talked about volatility worldwide. What's that mean as far as on the export side of the business?
You know, right now exports are going strong. You know, the demand for commodities that farmers in the United States produce remains strong. When we look around the world, the soybean crop coming off Brazil, as you know, Don, looks real strong this year. They look to have a really good crop, and now they're second cropping. The Argentinian soybean crop looks to be light. They suffered some drought conditions, and that production, at least right now, doesn't look like what they would have wanted. So you put those things together, along with, you know, a Ukraine production that's still, of course, not back to pre-war levels in terms of exports. I think demands for the U.S. commodities will remain strong. The world's going to need them, and growing conditions, of course, have the volatility they have every year. But then you throw on the war effects in Ukraine. I think my outlook for demands around the world for our commodities looks good.
You talk about the war, obviously, with Ukraine and Russia. We've seen China having meetings between their two leaders, between Russia and China, and there's been some closer alliances between China and Brazil. Is that any concern for the U.S. market as we move forward?
You know, I don't know yet. I think that's yet to be seen. You know, at the end of the day, people need food. People need food, and of course that's what's behind some of these things, particularly with China and Brazil, I think. But the U.S. farmer can compete with anyone around the world, anyone. And when you have these high demands, you know, I think you still get this pull on the U.S. market for foodstuffs, because you know that comes first. That comes first in every economy, is feeding the people. And again, as you point out, I think countries are taking some steps to kind of shore up their supply chains. But the fact of the matter is, we need it all.
Anything else from a CHS perspective or your member perspective that you're looking at as we move into this spring and summer season?
Well, I guess two things is we've just paid out to our owners and members that do business with us our cash patronage distributions that come in the form of patronage on sales last year, as well as our redemptions, which is cash for stock they hold. And we put out $1 billion just in the last 30 days. And that's a big number across rural America, because that's where it goes. It goes to rural America. And so we're proud of our ability to be able to do that, and very thankful for the support we get from local cooperatives and producers that give us, frankly, the sales and therefore the earnings to be able to do that. And then I think the second thing, we're really hopeful for a good spring and a good year. I think agriculture still remains in a good window, not an easy window, never is, but I still think it is in a good window.